It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hey, neighbor. Mrs. Saunders from the neighborhood nursery school gave me some pictures I wanted to show you. Yeah, that's what I brought today. Did you wonder what this is? When I came in singing, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, and went like that. What else could they be beside pictures? I don't know. You might have some ideas. Anyway, these are pictures of parents that the nursery school children drew. Thought you might like to see them. This one says, my mother there, and my father over there. And here's another one of a daddy and a mummy. Here's one that says love on it. And down here says my mother and father are kissing on the beach. Love. And back here you see is the water and the sunshine. There, that's the sun. There's another one. Do you ever draw pictures like this? One person on the front and the other on the back. I used to draw pictures like that. Yeah. And when I was feeling good, I'd make them bright and I'd make their faces look happy. And when I was feeling sad or angry, I'd make their faces look sad or angry. Sure, that's one thing you can do with drawing. Yeah. Can you tell when your mother is angry with you by the way her face looks? Can you tell that? Or can you tell when she's proud of you by the way her face looks? I remember I used to have some good times with my aunt and uncle. Yeah. And I could often tell how they felt by the way their face looked. Do you know that the people who take care of you often understand how you feel just by the way your face looks? Well, you know I'm on television, and we have our television visits here, so I can't really see you. But I like to be with you. I like to think that we're visiting together. Even though the television is just a picture. I like to be with you, and I used to like to think that I could be with one of my family. You know, my mother by herself, or my father by himself, or my grandmother by herself, or my grandfather. I'd just like to be with one person. Just so that we could be together alone, you know? And I'd think just for once, just for once, just for once, I want you all to myself. Just for once, let's be alone. with nobody else to tell us. Do this, do that, sit down, get up, come back. No, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's play alone. With nobody else we'll build us a house with a garden. And no, no, nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once. Just for once I want you all to myself. Just for once let's stay alone. And I'll be the only one with you, and you'll be the only one with me. I'll talk with you, you'll talk with me, just we two. Nobody else, but nobody else but you. Just for once, just for once. Can you think of somebody that you'd like to be with, all alone with that person, just for a little while, to have some quiet time together, you two? There's somebody at our door. Let's see who that is. Oh, that's Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. Here is the book you ordered from the library. Fur, feather, and hair. There you go.
Fur, feathers, and hair.
That's right, and that reminds me, I might be back a little later on with something to show you. Speedy delivery, speedy delivery.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Mr. McFeely, in and out. This is a book that I wanted to show you. We haven't seen this book for quite a while. Fur, feathers, and hair. And this page says the same thing. Fur, feathers, and hair. That's Henrietta's house, you know. And X the Owl's place. I'll read it to you. Henrietta Pussycat has a neighbor who is X the Owl. Henrietta has black curly fur because she is a pussycat. Her neighbor X has straight blue feathers because he is an owl. Henrietta Pussycat likes black curly fur best because her mother cat and her father cat have black curly fur. X the owl likes straight blue feathers best because his mother owl and his father owl have straight blue feathers. Some people have curly hair, and some people have straight hair. Some people have dark hair, and some people have light hair. The hair we like to feel the best is the kind of hair we know the best. Is that what you think? The hair that you like to feel the best is the kind that you know the best. Sure. Shall we have some make-believe? X and Henrietta. Okay. Get the trolley. Trolley. Hey there, trolley. You like to see the trolley come back and forth? Let's make it go the whole way back, okay? Okay, trolley, we're thinking about make-believe and about X the Owl and Henrietta Pussycat. Suppose Handyman Negri is just playing his guitar beside X's tree. You know, they're just having some time together, the three of them. Will you pretend that with me? All right. Okay, trolley, to the neighborhood of make-believe. B. Lee. Idea here.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, would you put this on one side of up on the top of your guitar?
What do you mean, like over here?
Yeah, and take this one.
Yeah.
And put it on the other side.
On the other side?
Yeah, and that's supposed to look like a guitar man.
I see what you're trying to do. A guitar man. You see that,
yeah.
Henrietta?
Meow, 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 meow. Clever meow, meow.
Oh, sometimes I see faces in lots of places.
How do you mean, like...
Like sometimes, you know, a cloud will look like a face to me.
Oh.
Or a shadow sometimes does.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean. When I'm looking for people that I really miss, you know, I can kind of see their face everywhere.
Yeah.
Meow, 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 too.
That reminds me, friend, somebody is waiting to see my face and my guitar man, too. I told Queen Sarah that I'd come by today and sing for Prince Tuesday, so I think I better be going.
Meow, meow, thanks, meow, 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 playing for us, meow.
Oh,
meow, ring the bell for Handyman, meow, meow.
Thank you, Henrietta.
Yeah, well, we don't like to see you go, but if you go, you'll come back.
Well, thanks, friends. That really makes me feel good, and you know that I'll be thinking about both of you.
Meow.
Yeah.
Bye now.
Bye, Handyman.
So long, Hen.
Meow, Handy.
Bye.
Come on, see me, Henrietta. I can't understand where he is. I told him minutes ago to come.
I'm sure.
Queen Sarah, King Friday.
There you are, Negri. Yes, we've been waiting for you.
But we're glad you're here now, Handyman. Something must have kept you.
Well, as a matter of fact, Your Majesty, I would...
Never mind, never mind. Just play for the child.
Yes,
perhaps he'll smile for you.
Friday's a little upset today, Handy. He can't understand why Prince Tuesday won't smile at him, too.
He smiles at her incessantly.
Well, babies always recognize their mothers first, King Friday.
Yes, yes. Well, play your little song now. The king has more important things to do than this.
Yes, sire, yes. Oh, Queen Sarah, King Friday seems very upset about this, doesn't he?
Well, you know it's hard when somebody else gets something you want, even if it's just a little smile.
But the prince will learn to recognize him in time, I'm sure.
Of course, of course. But you have a song for the prince?
Yes, I do, Queen Sarah. And it's a new one. It's called I Like to Take My Time.
Oh, good.
I like to take my time. I mean that when I want to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right.
Well, good.
I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time to tie my shoes, to eat, to get dressed, to go to sleep at night, to sing a song for you and everything I do. I like to take my time. I mean that when I like to do a thing, I like to take my time to do it right. I mean, I just might make mistakes if I should have to hurry up. And so I like to take my time.
Oh, I did so enjoy that. And I'm sure Prince Tuesday did, too. He looks so relaxed and content.
Yes, he does. Well, I would like to come back and sing for both of you again real soon, but right now I have other things to do, and I do hope that King Friday is feeling happier soon.
Well, I do, too. Thank you, Handyman.
Goodbye, Queen Sarah.
Bye.
Bye.
You think you'll be all right just out here in the sun a little bit? For the fresh air, I'll be back in just a little bit.
thought a king could understand everything. But I don't understand why you smile only at your mother. Perhaps if I jump up and down, he'll be amused. I wish you would smile at me, Prince Tuesday. I do. But I love you whether you smile at me or not. I hope you know that. Oh, my word, he smiled at me. Prince Tuesday smiled at me, everyone. Oh, my son. Made me very proud. McFeely!
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely. You called King Friday?
I certainly did call. There's good news in my kingdom. The prince is smiling at me for the first time, Mr. McFeely. Tell everyone you can find to come to the castle right away.
Oh,
hurry.
Yeah, right away. Speedy delivery.
Oh, just wait till they see this. Oh, Prince
Tuesday.
Come along.
Yes, I have
wonderful news. Yes. You didn't tell them my news, did you?
No, sir.
Today, for the first time, ever since Prince Tuesday has been born, he hasn't smiled at me. Well, as you know, Prince Tuesday smiles at his mother quite frequently.
Yes,
today, sir. He smiled at me, at the king. Yes.
King Friday, sir.
Yes.
He doesn't seem to be smiling now, sir. Was he smiling more than that, King Friday?
Well, of course he was. Of course he was. You don't think I'd call that a smile, do you? Smile for them, Prince Tuesday. Tuesday. Smile for them, Tuesday.
What is all going on here? What a nice surprise to see you all. Did you come for a visit?
Well, not exactly, Queen Sarah. Not exactly.
No, you see, King Friday sent for us, Queen Sarah.
Yes, you'll see why in just a moment. Go ahead, Tuesday. Go ahead. The prince smiled at me today for the first time.
Oh, Friday, I'm so happy.
And I bet that made you Bill proud, did it not?
Oh, why, yes. As a matter of fact, it did make me proud.
And someday my own daughter will smile at her daddy.
Your daughter? Hasn't she smiled at you yet?
Oh, no, not yet, King Friday. It takes a Bill long time for some.
Oh, yes. Well, it'll be a proud day for you then, won't it, Sarah?
Yes, it will. It'll be a proud day for you, Dr. Bill.
Here's well, it's a good day today, everyone.
Oh,
Prince
the trolley.
Smiled at me a little while ago.
Oh, trolley.
It's a good day, trolley.
Trolley. Most children give their first smiles to the people who take care of them most. So it was only natural that little Prince Tuesday would give his first smiles to his mother. She's been the one who has taken care of him most. I thought I had some pictures here. See if you can tell me who this is. Queen Sarah. So Prince Tuesday gave his first smiles to her, but then today he gave them to King Friday. Sure. And little Anna has given her first smiles to her mother. That's Elsie Jean Platypus there. And someday she'll give some smiles to her daddy, Dr. Bill. But little Anna will smile at both of these people long before she smiles at the king and queen. Yeah, because these are the people who take care of her most. We better take care of our fish. Yep. Let's feed them, okay? We take care of you, don't we, fish? You know, smiling is a way of saying I love you. Sure, there are lots of different ways. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the feeding way to say I love you. There's the feeding something you like to eat. The feeding way, the feeding way, the feeding way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up your clothes before you're asked to do it. Drawing special pictures for the holidays. And making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. Cooking, eating, cleaning, playing, being, understanding, love you. Already you probably know many ways of telling people that you love them. Sure. And the people that you live with are the ones that you know the best. Yeah. And you know the best ways of telling them, I love you. You know, Mr. McFeely said he might come back. He said that this reminded him of something and that he might come back today. Let's go out in the porch and look for him. Of course, he might not come back, but we can always hope. There's the waiting way. Mr. McPhee.
This way, right this way. I said I'd be back, and here I am, Mr. Rogers. This is Eloise.
Hi, Eloise. Is it a dog?
It's a dog. It's an old English sheepdog, and Eloise is her name.
Well, Eloise, I'd just like to say hello to you. What a fine dog you are.
Let's see if Eloise will go up the stairs here, right up here.
Would you come up here, Eloise?
Come on.
Can I help you?
Already, right this way, Eloise. Here, I'll give her a little doggy snack here. There you go, Eloise. There.
Well, that's what she'd like. Come on up. Come on. Oh, what a fine girl you are.
Oh, we have more here. Maybe she'd like another one. She's a little hungry today. I'm watching Eloise for some friends of mine. They're away for the day. Here we go, Eloise.
Mr. McFeely, do you think that she could see through all that hair that we're smiling at her?
Oh, I think so, Mr. Rogers. You know, they have long eyelashes to push the hair away, and they can see.
Oh, good. What a big dog.
She certainly is.
How old is she?
She's about 6 years old, Mr. Rogers.
Six.
one.
Fine one.
One more little snack, and then I think I should take Eloise back to her. Or do you want to give it to her, Mr. Rogers?
Sure.
There you go.
Here you are, Eloise. Oh, fine girl.
And we'll just save
isn't
these.
She beautiful.
Later for today, Eloise. All right, we'll have some.
She a gentle pet, isn't she?
Very, very gentle dog. All righty.
Is this what reminds you?
Fur, feathers, and hair. And hair reminded me of Eloise. She has a lot of it there, doesn't she?
She certainly does.
And I was brushing her today. You have to brush her and keeps her hair nice and smooth. All right, Eloise, it's about time to go.
Okay, Mr. McFeely, thank you very much.
Good day.
Would you be able to take this
certainly,
back to the
I'll
library?
Certainly, I'll drop it back to the library for you.
Appreciate it.
All righty, speedy delivery.
Speedy
good
delivery
day.
To you, Mr. McFeely.
Come on, Eloise. Come on.
Bye, Eloise. Oh, boy, she really goes fast. I can see why it would have reminded him of her. A lot of hair. Such a good feel to it, too. Yeah. Well, it's time for me to go. We've had a good long visit today, you and I.
Yep.
But we'll be together again tomorrow. Will you sing that song with me? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. When your hair is long, do you ever put it in front of your eyes and look through it? Do you? Remember, I used to. There's a lot that's alike about us, you know that? Things that I remember that I did when I was a little boy. And things that you're doing now. I like to think of you when I'm not here. But I'll be back tomorrow to be with you. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.